Last Girls and Last Boys. Thanks for joining us for episode 19 of our Lost Girls podcast. We have a couple promos that are going to run before we start our podcast tonight, and they're for a charitable giving from podcasters to promote public announcements. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. That's what they're about. We're not making any money off of them. But they are just a couple important messages that we wanted to share. I also wanted to mention next podcast, we are going to be talking about The Love Witch on Amazon. It's streaming free on Amazon Prime. Sorry, I keep wanting to say dot Prime. I don't know why. So if you want to get a jump on that before you listen to our episode, we would love your thoughts. If you want to post those or send us a message, that would be great. And I'm speaking on behalf of myself and Kimber and saying we're talking about Halloween this episode, but, you know, because that's our favorite holiday. But we're probably well past Christmas by the time you're listening to this. Hey, everybody, this is Darcy from Oregon.
And this is Kimber from Memphis.
Gosh, it seems like forever since we've been recording this podcast.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know if our audience has figured out, but we kind of took a hiatus with many unplanned events. I mean, it just kept going, didn't it?
Yeah, it was one thing after another, and then we'd say, okay, we're going to record, and then boom, something would happen.
Yeah. It's not for our love of doing podcasting. It's just that life happened and there was not much we could do about it.
Yes. And then Darcy was supposed to come for Halloween and she couldn't. And that made me so sad. I couldn't speak.
Yeah, well, I was in a snowstorm in Kansas City.
Well, it's cold enough to snow here. So actually, it did snow the other day.
That's cool.
What, just those, you know, those little tiny, tiny, tiny balls of snow that you can barely see. That's what it was. It wasn't anything too exciting, but it was only 9 degrees when I left for work that morning.
How exciting.
Yes, I just love that so much. Because I moved here to be warm. So, anyway, tonight's episode is about my favorite holiday, which is Halloween.
Right. So, we were just discussing before we started recording that, you know, of course, Halloween is past, but I felt like we only got to experience Halloween for, like, I don't know, a couple short breaths, and then suddenly it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to pay tribute to what is my favorite holiday every year as well.
Yes, midnight on October 31st, one of the radio stations switched to all Christmas music.
So I was in Kansas City and I went out to a steakhouse to celebrate passing my big test. And then I went into Target afterwards because I was trying to find some souvenir to bring home. And they were already, I mean, like all the aisles, there's Christmas everywhere.
You know, I don't begrudge any Christmas lover for Christmas. But let me have my Halloween.
Like all the way through the day, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because that was only at 6 o'clock at night on Halloween.
It's like religion. People are so adamant about you accepting their views. Christmas and they don't return the favor and allow you to have your own views. You know, give us Halloween. You have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas. It's all like mini Christmas anyway. It's mini Christmas and then Christmas, and you have two of them.
Yeah. Let us
have Halloween.
And so we wanted to just talk about our favorite things about Halloween, actually. You know, like what our favorite activities are, fond memories from when we were growing up. You know, everything Halloween. So, Kim, what is the thing you love most about Halloween?
Halloween makeup.
Halloween makeup.
I when I was younger, I flirted with the idea of being an FX artist.
Oh.
I love gory makeup. And that's one of my favorite things is to dress up, to create a costume. I don't just go out and buy a costume. I actually buy separate pieces of real clothes material and put them all together for costumes that will stand the test of time. And then I'm always, when it got to the point where I was allowed to choose my own costumes, I was always something dead. And I mean, dead bride, dead prom girl, vampire. I have been witches, and witches are not dead. So, but I've always been something scary. I like to be scary, except for the year I went as a flapper. But that year I did give my mom a heart attack. So I was scary because I had waist length blonde hair. And I went to my aunt had given me a short black wig. And I went to the hairdresser and I said, I want to make my hair like this wig. And so he cut off all my hair. I went home and I dyed it black. And then I went to the Halloween party with the wig on. And everybody was like, oh, your hair looks really cute. I like that wig. And I pulled off the wig and said, thanks. I liked it too. And my mom about passed out. Because my mother, when I was younger, would not let me cut my hair. It had to be long. I couldn't color it any color but blonde. I couldn't grow out my bangs. I had to have bangs. I mean, she was very strict on my hair up until I was 18 and moved out of the house. So I couldn't do anything, and she about had a heart attack.
I never understand. I was lucky enough that my parents didn't really decide how my hair was going to look, you know? Like I didn't have to have it long, I didn't have to have anything, and so I've never understood actually parents that are so tied to how their child's hair looks. It's just so weird to me.
I think with my mom was always a heavy lady, and she had dark hair, brown eyes, and she had this little blonde Barbie. And I was her doll.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of how she was with me. I was her doll and she wanted me to look like her doll.
Little did she know you were haunted.
Absolutely. I think she figured it out after time, but yes, haunted doll here.
So I actually have been a flapper girl too. You know, I don't like to dress up in costume. Very rarely do I do it. But on my senior year of high school, I think it was senior year, Sylvia from Guatemala, she was an exchange student. She made flapper girl dresses for there was three of us total that wore them. And then she styled my hair at the time, which was long enough to she styled it to look like a bow tie in the back, like a ribbon bow, you know, on the back of my head. It was really cool. She was very talented. I thought then that I'm like, gosh, I hope she goes into like fashion. I don't know what she does, but it was really cool.
One time, my stepdaughter for Halloween, she went as a dead bride, and we took her dress and rubbed it in the dirt, and so I sewed leaves onto it. And then I made the best sliced neck. Like it just, her neck was open and ragged and dripping, and it was awesome. She looked awesome. Let's see, that's what I love, is the dressing up the makeup.
So I
love like little kids coming and trick-or-treating, but for the last 5 years where we live, we don't get anybody that comes to our house to trick-or-treat. And that just makes me sad.
We don't get them here either because Memphis is such a violent place. They go to churches and nursing homes and the mall, and they do what this trunk or treat, where people will open up their trunk and kids will walk around and do that because they just, I mean, people can't be trusted. So my first year here, I bought a shit ton of candy. And I didn't get one trick or treater. And I live in an apartment complex with a bunch of kids. Not one trick or treater. In 4 years, I've been here for four, I will say 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I've been here for five Halloweens. And I have never had one trick or treater.
I like the decorating more than anything. I actually have skulls hidden about the house, along with snowmen.
I used to get really into decorating. But since it's just me now, I don't have any of my decorations anymore. And I just don't.
That's
I
how
don't
I feel
decorate.
about Christmas now. I just dread decorating for Christmas. I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't mind lights. I mean, that's pretty outside.
Yeah.
But because, in the Northwest, it's the solid rain from fall all the way through winter where it's gray and dark all the time. So for me, the holiday lights really, I love those, but.
Yeah, I don't like Christmas, but I do enjoy driving around looking at the holiday lights, especially on Old Camas Highway.
Oh yeah.
That's a great one to go down and look at the Christmas lights.
Yeah, I used to live really near to Peacock Lane in Portland, and I'd walk down and then go through Peacock Lane. That was a lot of fun.
There's just so many damn people.
Nowadays, though, I can't help but wonder because, I love to watch live PD, and they'll have somebody that's driving through a neighborhood and people call the cops on them, and I'm thinking, gosh, I'm so lucky I never get pulled over because a lot of times I get lost. Siri will lead me in a weird direction, and then I'm like trying to figure out where the hell I am. And what if somebody called the cops on me for just driving around a neighborhood or something?
Well, I mean, the cops may come out there, but they maybe would take a look at you and think mistakenly that you were harmless and not come up to you. Or they would pull over and, you would just say, "Oh, I'm lost," and they'd be fine. They probably get a lot of calls from old busybodies everywhere.
Yeah.
So-and-so didn't take their garbage out on time today.
The thing I miss about my living here is nobody decorates for Halloween. Like when I lived in Portland, so many people would have their yards decorated up for Halloween. It was really cool. And here, nobody does. When I was in North Carolina at the first part of October, I was really impressed because a lot of houses, I mean, they had like massive spider webs and tons of carved pumpkins everywhere. It was really quite cool. But out here, that or the pocket of area where I live, that's just not happening.
They do it out here, not to the extent that people do with Christmas lights, but they do decorate for Halloween. There was one place that had like 10 inflatable huge blow up figurines.
Really? There's a, I used to have a Christmas, well, I probably still do, but I don't remember if we saved it after the house fire or not. But I had a Christmas village, and after I started buying them, then the Halloween Towner one came out, and I was like, damn it, that's the one I want more than anything.
I used to have a Christmas village too, but I would much prefer a Halloween one.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things to do, I guess it's more like a fall activity than a Halloween activity, but I like to go to corn mazes. I love that.
I've never been
We
in a corn maze.
really? So the one I probably wouldn't be able to stand would be a haunted corn maze, because I'm a big chicken. But I used to take the Girl Scouts to it, and let them loose in the haunted corn maze, and I wouldn't go in.
I don't, and this surprises everyone when they hear it. I don't like haunted houses, and I wouldn't like the haunted corn maze either because I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to get in my face
I don't want you breathing on me.
because I will punch your face. I do not want that, and I don't want a big giant arachnid to be chasing me or falling on me out of the sky, or because I would have a heart attack, pee my pants, and die. And then it really would be a haunted house because I would stay there and I would torture everybody that killed me.
So I don't go to haunted houses, but one of the first dates that I went on with my husband, actually, we went to my niece's high school, and they put on a haunted house. That's their big fundraiser, the high school. And basically it shuts down the whole high school, and people pay like $5 or whatever to go through, and everybody in the school district is expected to volunteer and help out at it, I think. So
Oh, wow.
it was a big production, and they did it a lot with like black plastic. So this is kind of creepy, like axe murderer creepy. But yeah, I hated haunted houses, and so I was just like terrified going through. But it's funny that that's one of the first things that I did with Frank, because I'm not a haunted house girl. I don't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That I'd probably go through, like a high school one. But these ones that people pay $50 for.
Oh, what the hell? Who would pay $50 to go through a haunted house?
And then there's the McKinney Manor or whatever it is here in Tennessee. You have to sign like a 36-page waiver to go through this haunted house. And out of 40,000, there's out of 40,000 people, none have made it through the whole thing. But really, what this is it's not even really a haunted house. It's a fucking torture chamber. You are signing a waiver that says that they can cut you. They can
What?
do. Yeah, you'll have to look into it. If you guys haven't heard of it, I think it's called McKinney Manor. I will post something about it on the Facebook page. It is ridiculous. I'm not signing a 40-page waiver to go through what you call a haunted house when it's really a torture chamber. And you have a safe word, and nobody has ever made it through the whole thing. And
Wow.
there's a waiting list with thousands of people waiting to go through this. They're trying to get it shut down.
Interesting. So, like, some serial killer creates this haunted house and tries to find their victims.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoever gets the furthest this year is mine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe we should look into that. How many people that have made it almost all the way through or the farthest through, how many of them have died mysteriously after?
It's like the Tutankhamun curse or whatever. You know, the mummy gets opened and then everybody dies from that. Which was probably a die book or whatever. Dybbuk.
Well, in all actuality, in reality, it was a spore.
Spore.
Yeah.
Ooh,
It was
gross.
a mold spore.
Gross.
Yeah, that's what killed everybody. Mold. Toxic mold.
Great. It was one of
Hate
my favorite
to take
kids,
away
honey.
the magic, but it
You
was a mold.
always take away the magic. What did you take away the magic last time when I was really mad at you?
I
The
don't know.
witches, Buck is Buck's memorial.
Oh. Sorry for telling. Okay, so here's the thing. You want to believe you're Mulder and I'm Scully.
That's right.
I will always tell you science if it can be explained by science.
And I just want it to be real.
Well, there's always got to be a skeptic.
Yes.
Although I will say orbs are real. I have filmed them and seen them with my own eyes.
I don't know what I get that there's orbs, but I look at those pictures and I think, is it possible to create them into, like, is it just reflection from something?
Well, here's the thing. Absolutely, it could be. And when we went through, I was looking at the pictures with my friend David. And when we were going through, he's like, there's an orb. And I said, no, David, that's not an orb. And he said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it is the reflection. It was so we were sitting in front of the window to the studio. So the people were on the other in the studio, and we were looking at them through the glass. And the owner of the studio had his laptop open. His and it was facing us, so we could see his laptop. His laptop was reflected in another room off of a bubblegum machine. You would never think that that laptop, that the bubblegum machine in the other room, you would think it's in another room. It
Yeah.
wouldn't be, but the skeptic, I'm going to find proof. I'm going to find a light. I'm going to find, a source for that. And I was able to dispel, that orb, disprove that orb. The other ones I couldn't.
Interesting. So, back to our Halloween topic. Like, what is your favorite Halloween treat besides a pumpkin spice latte?
Caramel apple,
Oh, yeah.
even over a pumpkin spice latte.
Really?
Pumpkin spice latte is my favorite fall thing, but my favorite Halloween thing, my favorite Halloween treat is a caramel apple.
Have you ever made them yourself?
I have. I absolutely have. I've made them with the actual chunks of caramel. I've made them with the caramel wrapper that you can buy. Yeah, I love them.
So I would call it a caramel apple, and I love them, not a caramel. But
If you spell it, it's spelled caramel.
I love caramel apples that have M&Ms on them, just
Not me.
plain chocolate M&M.
Pure, unadulterated caramel and apple. No nuts, no M&Ms, no chocolate, nothing. And there's a place in Nashville, and every time I go to Nashville, I buy a caramel apple at this one place. They make popcorn and everything. It's a huge candy store, but I always buy one of their apples.
There used to be a candy store out in the Troutdale Outlet Malls that when I was heading up the gorge, I would stop in and buy a caramel apple.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Company.
Yeah, that place.
I think that's the name of it, right? Rocky Mountain.
That's it.
Oh yeah. Every time I went to Troutdale, I would buy one of their apples too. And they
That's
have that
like
big
going to
bear.
Cascade Locks where I would get the
The ice
flavor
cream.
burst cone. We
Yeah.
should do an episode that's like the food of the Northwest.
We should. We can discuss, well, Bigfoot would eat here, and then we could at least bring a little bit of the supernatural into it. Okay, for those of you who have never been to Cascade Locks and got one of those ice cream cones, if you've been there and gotten one, you know exactly what we're talking about. These ice cream cones are like a foot tall.
Yeah, they are. For reals. I think I actually have a picture. I could even post it onto our Facebook page.
Yes.
I love the flavor burst cone myself. I love the black cherry flavor burst cone.
Too. That's my favorite.
I once got coffee thinking I would like that, and I didn't like it at all.
I think I've met. Do they have a caramel one?
Not when I've ever gone.
Okay. Then I've probably only gotten the cherry.
So I've had bubblegum flavor burst cones too, and you know I love bubblegum ice cream, so that was good. But I'm weird. I don't like the flavor of raspberry or strawberry, so I'm never happy with those flavors when they come. You know, like I don't like those.
Raspberry and strawberry for me are very iffy because they're like with grape, 99.9% of the time, grape is grape. Watermelon is watermelon, but strawberry and raspberry and sometimes cherry, there is a wide variety of what that could taste like.
I've never met a cherry flavor that I don't like. I love
Well, cherry
cherry.
cough syrup. Ugh.
I like that.
Oh, do you? I, you know, cherries are my favorite food on the planet, and I drink tart cherry juice every day, straight out of the bottle. But I cannot stand anything, any medicine cherry flavor. Oh, I can't do it.
So I grew up in the gorge, and one of my jobs when I was a teenager is I would work every year at Pumpkin Funland, which was a nursery, and then they would bring in pumpkins for people to select. And then one of the things they did is they had this greenhouse that they would close down, and they called it Pumpkin Funland, where you'd go walk through and they had like little scenes made. So my claim to fame was I made a replica of Timberline Lodge with
Oh my gosh.
rocks or whatever. That was my big artistic event one year when I was working there. And it's so funny. So my friend or Sue and I would go every year, and now it's just gotten too hard for us to get time off at the same time to do it. But we would go every year and go through Pumpkin Fucking Funland, as I always called it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but I mean it's like a little cheesy place, but I loved it. And you know, then you get your first apples of the season, and oh. Really, if I could win the lottery, I'd move back to the gorge, like as fast as possible.
Yeah, if I won the lottery, I'd move back to the gorge too. I probably wouldn't stay there all the time, but I would buy a house there.
No, yeah, you'd want some place to be able to go to.
Yeah, and I would try and someplace to hold my stuff because I have stuff that that I could give two shits about, but then I have other stuff that is sentimental value. So I would want, I would get rid of all the stuff I didn't really care about and get new, but the sentimental value, I would definitely have to have a place for that.
Right. Yeah. I think, though, if anybody really truly loves Halloween, they should create some, you know, those memories like you have with Christmas, where it's something that you do have a tradition that you do, like pumpkin carving. I love pumpkin carving.
Oh, absolutely. Me too.
But I feel like it just, I mean, how Hallmark holiday movies started the weekend before Halloween, Christmas movies this year.
Why are they trying to shove Christmas down our throat? I asked. So I'm part of my friend's daughter started a page on Facebook called Sunshine and Rainbows, or I think that's what it's called. And it's just a bunch of she's young, and it's a bunch of her friends, her mom's friends, her sister, and just people like sharing stories and lots of babies, lots of little kids. So there's that, and sharing recipes and talking and there were she asked what people were doing for the holiday. Had they put their Or did they skip Halloween, or did they just go straight to Christmas? What are they doing? And some people said, "Oh, I've already got my." It hadn't even been Halloween yet. Halloween was in like a week or two, and some people were like, "Oh, I've already got my tree up.
What?
Screw Halloween. It's all about Christmas." And I said, "I don't celebrate Christmas. I used to, but I don't celebrate Christmas, but." Can you answer for me? What about Christmas can you not feel the rest of the year? Why do you have to have your tree up? Why do you, what about Christmas makes you have to have it 2 months before it's even here? Nobody answered me. Nobody responded. I don't understand. Why are you trying to rush Christmas? I don't get it.
Because they love Christmas.
And I was trying to get out, what do you love about it? What about Christmas can you not celebrate the rest of the year? I mean, I used to be goth, so I mean, I celebrated Halloween every day of the year, but what about Christmas do you need to celebrate? Is it because of how it makes you feel? Is it the giving? If it's the giving, give all year long.
So I don't know if you've noticed this, but I used to work in retail, and you definitely saw a marked difference in people, and how they treated you during the Christmas holidays versus the rest of the year.
Did they treat you better or worse?
Better.
Because when I worked in retail, they treated me worse. There was
No.
nothing worse than Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday's a bitch. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'm not saying that. But I worked at Nordstrom's as my second job, and I found that people treated you a lot nicer than they did any other time of the year.
Maybe it's because you were working at Nordstrom's.
That could be. I did work for Montgomery Ward before they shut down. I worked for them for 2 weeks before I got my job at Nordstrom. And management would get on the loudspeaker and tell us what total pieces of garbage we were before the
And
store would open.
then they wonder why they went bankrupt.
I know. I always thought I will never, ever shop at Montgomery Ward, and I will never, ever set foot in the store once I leave here, because the manager would just tell us what worthless pieces of garbage we were. And for like 20 minutes, it was our pep talk before their day started when the store would
Lord.
open. It was awful.
Montgomery Ward did something to my parents. I don't know what they did to my parents, but it was when I was young, so I don't know what it was. But we were never allowed to mention Montgomery Wards. We didn't ever go to Wards. We didn't look at them as we walked by. It was like the rule.
That's
Wards did
funny.
not exist. It was verboten.
That's so funny. The other lasting effect that I got from Montgomery Ward's, I once had a lady come up to me at the counter, and it was like my second day there or whatever. And she's like, "Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to this other spot in the store?" And I was explaining to her, how to walk and go past or whatever. And then the manager comes swooping down on me and said that I was pointing with my finger, which was rude. You're never supposed to point when you're helping customers. And that was inexcusable. And if I did one more infraction like that, I would be let go. And I was just like, oh my
God.
God. It was awful. Oh,
What
it
a
was
crazy
awful.
place.
Yeah, and it was so weird, because then when I got my job at Nordstrom, I of course left, and I mean, I even got a pay increase to go to Nordstrom. And those people at Montgomery Ward, I felt so bad for those people that were working there. It was just like, wow.
Should probably take a break.
We should, yes.
All
All
right,
right.
we'll be back in a minute.
Toodles. All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Darcy and Kimber. So we're wrapping up our little talk about Halloween and our love of Halloween and our disgust at Halloween being taken away by all the other holidays. I had a thought, though, when we were talking about Halloween at least gets some recognition. Where's Thanksgiving?
Well, I think Thanksgiving is a stupid holiday. So, I don't really care about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's like the speed bump. I mean, like people don't even look back at it. Me, I have very negative thoughts about Thanksgiving because it's when my brother passed away. But I've never heard anybody say Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday. So if any of you guys out there say Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday, I'd love to know why. Because that's crazy.
I would assume it's the getting together with your family. I would assume that's why that's their favorite. And a lot of people like the food. I personally, it was probably like 3 years ago, I decided I don't like traditional Thanksgiving food.
Ooh, I do.
I don't.
Oh my God, I love, oh my God, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and if I could have squash too, and stuffing. I'm very particular about my stuffing. I'm a happy camper. I mean, like, I would be a bloated pig if I had access to all of that at one time.
Our family does for Thanksgiving. Like, our family always had turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, rolls, that gross green bean casserole.
Ooh, I don't understand the green bean casserole. Mm-mm.
Me either. When my aunt used to have it a long, long time ago when I was little, my Aunt Pat, she did some sort of cheesy vegetable. I don't know what it was, probably just cheese mixed in with frozen vegetables. I don't know, but I loved it. That was like my favorite part of Thanksgiving besides the rolls, because I've always been a bread hound. But yeah, that was my favorite part. I've decided I do not like stuffing of any kind anymore. I can't do it. Turkey, I'm not a big fan of turkey.
I thought you eat turkey meat all the time.
I eat ground turkey, which is different. Like, I'm talking turkey leg, turkey wing. I'm not into it anymore. I used to love turkey legs. I can't deal with them anymore.
Oh, I don't eat turkey legs, but turkey and cranberry and stuffing on a sandwich. That's so good.
See, I will do turkey. It's not that I don't like turkey. I just have to have it a certain way. Like pork. I have to have my pork a certain way. Turkey and cranberry sauce and cream cheese on a sandwich is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. But I don't like mashed potatoes. I've never liked mashed potatoes.
Oh,
I
my Lord.
I like fake mashed potatoes that you make out of a package. I like yams. I'm not going to lie. I like the yams with the brown sugar. I like that. I actually just bought a big-ass can of Southern yams for Thanksgiving, because I'm going to have beef roast and yams for my Thanksgiving.
I don't know what we're going to be having for Thanksgiving. I don't think it'll be very Thanksgiving-y. Thanksgiving-y? That's kind of a cool word. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, I'm just going to be sitting at home in my pajamas, unshowered, watching TV or reading a book. That's going to, if I get to take the Monday after off, I might like deep clean my apartment. If not, I'll just be lazy and then I'll deep clean my apartment for Christmas, because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days off for Christmas. So, and since I don't celebrate, I'll just be cleaning my house.
You're welcome to come clean mine.
No. I do the whole moving couches and stuff once a year. They're heavy, and so I don't move them all the time. But I do it probably every 6 months. And I really need to do it more because of the spiders, but I don't.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a good spider hunter.
So we forgot to mention at the beginning of our podcast what we're doing next episode.
Yes, and we also need to tell everybody what the secret word is. So you tell everybody what we're doing our next episode, and I'll discuss the secret word.
Oh, I've already forgotten the name of it. Darn it all. I didn't
Love
save
Witch.
It. The Love Witch. Yes. Streaming on Amazon Prime right now. I found it while looking through the list of 50 top movies to watch for Halloween. And Kim and I were trying to figure out one that we could both compromise on. And it sounds kind of interesting. It's filmed in 35 millimeter. And it's about a witch, and she's looking for a replacement for her lost love, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I put it on my list quite a while ago, so I don't really remember, but I remember it's on my list.
So we just wanted to take people back for a little, let's all share a movie together and talk through it. So we will have watched it, and we'll be ready to go. So any of you that are interested, go check it out, and then drop your thoughts on The Love Witch. And I just like it because of the 35 millimeter too. It's just kind of fun to, you know, watch something that like that. And
are you gonna keep talking?
No.
Is it my turn? Okay. And our word of the week this week is ghoul. So when you hear this podcast, either call, text, or email Darcy or I and let us know what the secret word is, and we'll put your name into a hat, and then we will pick someone out and they will get a token of our appreciation for being a valued listener.
Yes.
Again, that word is ghoul.
Like Sven Ghouli, only just with the ghoul.
I was thinking goulash, actually.
Oh, goulash. Is that just like spaghetti, but with the weird elbow macaroni?
You know, I don't know what real goulash is, but my mom used to make it, and it had like canned corn and tomato soup and hamburger and elbow macaroni.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that sounds right.
And then she would put cheese on top, and then she would like burn it in the oven. You know, like get it all crusty, cheesy. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. All right. So, Kim, what song are you adding to our playlist tonight?
I am going to add Sally's song, sung by Amy Lee from Evanescence. And it is from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know I've heard it because I've seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, but I can't think of what it is. So I'm going to be interested to hear it. I decided to add someone that's not Kim's favorite, Death Cab for Cutie, I Will Follow You Into the Dark. So
that song is okay, but I'm just really not a Death Cab for Cutie.
I like Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. Kim and I have very different tastes in music. So it's very spastic on the listening to it because it's very jarring changes in music.
See, I feel that way when like that one girl comes on and I'm like, oh God, what is this? And I'm like, oh, that's that Darcy girl.
And then I don't like the just the musical, yeah, the interludes or whatever. Yeah. So
how can you not love the music from Dracula? It is amazing. Okay, so everybody out there, if you want to hear an excellent soundtrack, except Darcy because she wouldn't like it, the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula has an amazing soundtrack. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. But I just don't.
Okay,
when I'm driving
like
in a car,
it,
I don't want to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I like upbeat songs that I like to, you know, keep me motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to all kinds of different stuff when
me
I drive.
Too. I do too. Mostly, though, lately, I am just in an audiobook phase. I have just been devouring audiobooks like crazy lately. So, and the funniest thing happened to me. So, I had to bring Cooper home from the vet, right? And he had just had surgery, and they're like, be careful with him because, you know, he hasn't had good control of his bowels while he's during surgery. So they gave me this pad to put down in the back of my car. And then I get him in the back of the car, and I, you know, have to drive from Longview to my house, which, you know, is a half hour drive. And I roll down the windows in the back of my little beater that I use as my commuter car, and it starts smelling like really bad in the car. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is he messing in my car? And I pull up, so I like mentally, I'm like, I can't think about if there's poo in the back of my car or not because I'm going to start vomiting. So I turn up the sound really loud on my audiobook, but I forget that I have the windows down and it's right in the middle of a very racy sex scene.
Oh
And
my
I look over and I have seen the memes on Facebook of like, you know, like people listening to Axe Murderers or whatever, but this one, it was just like, wow, it was like really racy. And I happen to look over, and there's this guy like just staring at me, like, oh my gosh, am I hearing that? What I'm hearing right now? And I was just like, oh my goodness. I
God.
like turned down the volume. I'm like, as soon as the light turned green, I was off like a shot, you know, like, oh my gosh. Anyway, Cooper did not mess in my car because he's my baby boy and he would never do that to me. But yeah, but I was prepped by the vet saying that he was going to mess in my car. So I was mentally there.
Well, one time I was driving to my dad's house with two cats, Anastasia and Honey. And Honey hated the car. Anastasia could have cared less the whole time. Okay, it was 3 hours from my house to my dad's. And he howled the entire time. We made it to Longview and he shit all over the place.
Oh.
We still had like an hour and a half left to go to get to my dad's house,
I'd be
2 hours.
vomiting.
And then my dad didn't have a tub. He only had a shower. So I had to hold this cat by the scruff of his neck under the shower head and scrub his fur because he got it all over himself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was the last time Honey went to dad's.
Well, I wouldn't have blamed Cooper if he had messed, but you know, because he was still stoned from the anesthesia. But the poor boy, he went through the ringer yesterday. Oh, okay, so,
Though.
oh, he is. He's my, I wouldn't be recording this if he wasn't, because I'd be devastated and rocking in a corner, unable to function. But we should wrap up, I think, this conversation or this podcast.
I think so.
Yeah. And we, oh, I just want to, oh, I'm so excited. I meant to try to look him up where I could see him, but I sent Kim like some screen prints of all of our listeners, and I could not believe how many countries we're in right now.
I know, it's crazy.
It is just wow. I'm not doing this to brag. I'm like, wow, it's just so cool that suddenly our podcast is like getting listened to in all these different countries. It's just so weird.
Yes, and thank you everyone for listening. It's awesome. It makes two lost girls' hearts grow two sizes.
Yeah. And a shout out, okay, to Iran, Israel, Ireland, New Zealand, India, Norway, Brazil, Belgium, France, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Mexico, and Germany and Australia. I think that's all of them.
That is
So.
just so stellar.
So effing awesome. I can't even.
That's
I know. I was trying to cheer Kim up, and like when I saw that, and You know, like when we first started this podcast, and I was just excited for us to get to 100 plays, and we're up to 500 now. So that's, almost 500. So that's pretty cool too, for us just dinking around, and this is just us for an opportunity to talk and have fun and talk to each other every week.
Yes, and please feel free to be involved and it at request to be on our Facebook page and join in and do posts and comment and call us, text us, let us know if you have something that you think that we should talk about or if you want to talk about something, it's open, definitely.
And then just a shout out to Heather and Jim Zeil. I just want to thank you for giving me some feedback on the podcast. I appreciate it so much. And awesome that you guys have joined our group and are listening to the podcast. That's really
Yes,
cool.
welcome.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. I got to go eat dinner.
All right, and I have to. It's almost time to go to bed.
That time difference, it's a bitch.
It is, although it's Saturday or tomorrow's Saturday, so I'll probably stay up late.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Everyone, and I hope that everyone enjoyed their Halloween.
Yep. Toodles.
Bye.
Hey everyone, this is Darcy. In case you weren't aware, in addition to the podcast you're currently listening to, I also do two other podcasts, The Stories Women Tell and Safety, The Future is Female. In The Stories Women Tell, I interview women from all walks of life and talk about things that influence their choices, share advice, and find out what they're focused on in the future. In Safety, The Future is Female, my co-podcaster Carly and I are creating a network of safety professionals with a nod to the growing number of women in the safety field. We interview women with various safety backgrounds and get their take on the future of safety. I would love it if you would join my audiences for my additional podcasts. You can find these podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, along with several other podcasting platforms. As always, stay and sparkly, my friends. Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. I'm sitting here with Cooper, and I want to let you know you just heard an ad about the two various podcasts that I have going on. But I also wanted to put a call out. So, for any of you Lost Girls out there, or if you have friends as well, I'm looking for some people to interview for my Stories Women Tell podcast. So, if you're interested, please reach out to me either through our Facebook group, The Lost Girls, or through a message through this podcast, and let me know, and I would be happy to talk with you. Thank you.